Hey, Common, you so good at this. Break me off a little freestyle right here.
Yeah. I'm joining in the morning. Right now, I can stand here brainstorming. Keep forming. Yo, the no effort. They say I should get with Sherry Shepard, and I can shepherd her to the flock and take her back to my block. 87, that is dot. 87 South Side spot. You know Chicago's hot. I'm joining for the world. And Sherry could maybe be my girl. We can maybe make it all twirl. It could be Yoda chocolate swirl. Light skin, dark skin. This is how we mark them. I've been a mark, man. Yo, I keep sparking. Yo, let you know that my heart won't darken. Even in these times, I can kick rhymes. When I do these type of things, I climb. Yo, you said you like to shy. Shout out to Lena. We all why. We all why it all happened. I'ma keep rapping. Yo, Tom is the captain.
Wow.
And speaking of the captain,
now my legs are open.
That was amazing. That was awesome.
He does stuff like that on the ship. He does it on the phone.
Did he just jump out and just break out like that?
Yes, right. He did propose to me.
Because I just asked him. And he just started spitting.
And I do.
I got a newfound respect for you.
Okay,
okay,
Common,
back to the book. Back to the book.
You jumped into something, Common, now. Sherry says y'all are engaged.
Yeah, we got it.
It happened. It happened already, right now.
That's the breaking news.
She don't like a ring. I do.
The book is doing well, I suppose, because you're getting doing a lot of interviews and a lot of publicity about it. Let love have the last word.
And my question real quick is, since that's such a great title, is there a song to go with that book title?
Yes, I created an album inspired by the book. Mm-hmm. It'll be out this summer. Some of the themes like do deal with love, but then a lot of them just, you know, it's just music that's inspired by the book and beyond. I'm really excited about the album. It's like the first time in a long time that I've just been able to focus on an album. I wasn't doing a film at the time. I wasn't doing anything but just focusing on this music. And it's got some really great songs. Some of the songs deal with, like, you know, relationship with me and my daughter, which is cool because it's like it's talking about that journey. And some of it's just the love, you know, I love doing love songs. Some of them just uplifting love songs. Some of them dealing with, one of them is called God is Love. So I'm just going to, the book allowed me to talk even more personal about things that I experienced in good ways, though, you know, because I always want to leave hope in the music and put hope into the music. So the album will be coming out this summer.
Besides Sherry Shepard, who are you writing your love songs to these days?
Well, you know, I actually try to, you know, I got somebody that I'm really, you know, that I've been dating and I like, and I'm writing and, you know,
nice.
I write songs to her, but I write songs to and use my imagination too.
Okay. All right.
Well, let me send you a picture of me so you don't have to. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Back to the book. I apologize.
What does your daughter think of the book?
Well, she really was, she really was like, before the book came out, she was like, we got to talk about these things. And, you know, I love that she stepped out because she was like, look, I'm going to be, she knew that the book had a lot of because I told her what it was going on and I read some of it to her and she just was like, man, I'm glad you're able to share your story and I'm glad you understand where I was coming from. She really appreciated it. When I played her the song about it, she just started tearing up and was like, you really understand me. So I think the book has been a healing thing for her, and that's what I wanted to be for us anyway. We actually had a joint therapy session together and help her, and we talked about a lot of stuff. And I think the book has helped, you know, open things up for her too.
And she just graduated from Howard last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, she graduated from Howard over the weekend.
Congratulations.
And you got your honorary from FAMU?
Ah, man,
That was
like one of the most monumental moments in my life because, you know, I left school to pursue my dream in music, and to go back and speak at the commencement, speak at the commencement exercise, and then to be given an honorary doctorate. It was like it was full circle, and I felt like I was standing on the stage as an example of somebody who went and just pursued their dream, but you never know. You come back and get a doctorate, you know, because when I left, it was like, you know, when I left, it's like, you know, people were even, including, you know, my family was probably like, why are you leaving school? For sure, my mother was like, don't leave school.
Your mother's a teacher. And
then, yeah, she's a teacher. But eventually she was like, look, I'll give you a year to make this happen. I mean, obviously it took longer than a year to really make it pop where I could, like, take care of myself fully. But, you know, she supported my dream eventually. And it just, you know, for me, that's what I want for our young people to see, to have a dream and go for it. Like, that's, you know, one of the best things in life I feel we have is to pursue our passions, you know?
You know what, Common, it's so funny because you talk about your mother. I love your mother so much. And she loves me. And, as you know, Kim Whitley and I, we're single mothers. We're raising two young black boys into men. What is one of the things that you took from your mom raising you that you think you could pass on to us who are raising young black boys?
Well, I think my mother set a great example of how to give to others. Because my mother, being a teacher, she went beyond just the kids in her classroom, just teaching in a classroom. She would have some of her students come home and, like, come to our house, and I could see the effort she made for other people. That, in turn, you know, helped me just by example. I think the best thing we can do as parents, especially you all as mothers, is just be an example of what you want your child to be or what you want your child to be, you know. Mm. I just was reading in the Bible, actually, where, you know, you teach a child when they're young, they'll return to those ways. So all those things that you teach by example, your children will live by that.
Nice.
Thank you.
The book is called Let Love Have the Last Word. Common.
Great job.
My man.
Yeah, we did the audio book. Yes, it's an audio book. You can get it on Audible now, now, audible.com. And we did the audio book, and we scored the audio book, behind the audio book. And I sat there for so many hours working on this audio book. So please check the audio book.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, you put in the work, and look at the results that have come out and your fruit now. It's really great. Congratulations.
All right, partner.
Yeah, thanks.
Dr. Common.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
And it's Sherry Shepherd.
He know my name. He got my number. Common got everything.
He about to get mine.